This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let me share with you one final observation based on our study of 1 Corinthians 9:19. Some might think Paul was willing to make himself a bondslave to everyone so that he would be seen as successful in winning many converts. That would give him a place of honor in the church. He would be respected as a soul winner. People would speak well of him. But that is not what a bondslave expects. Jesus pointed out in Luke 17:7-10, if a servant prepared a meal for his master after he had worked all day in the field, the master would not be obligated to thank him. Then he said, so you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Paul is not concerned about winning more so that he would be honored or praised. He made himself a bondslave to everyone so that by winning more, Jesus Christ would be honored and praised. He said in 1 Corinthians 9:16, when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. But as Paul concludes this section of 1 Corinthians 9, he acknowledges, I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. There is a blessing we receive when, as a result of our service, others are saved and Jesus Christ is glorified. A servant who humbly and faithfully does his master's bidding will experience the joy of seeing others blessed by God, and the overflow of that blessing on others will spill over onto him. Have you ever experienced this? You will if you follow Paul's example. If you'd like to review these messages on 1 Corinthians 9:19, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.